Parental Advisory Warning. Parental Advisory Warning. The following episode may contain topics and strong language that are too explicit, which may not be suitable for some audience and inappropriate for children. Listener discretion is advised.
God has chosen us. Now, I believe in my heart that we're the last generation that's going to be on the scene.
Amen.
I believe there's not going to be another generation, not to where they're going. And if you look at everything, but we never going to be scared. We never going to be chumps. I wasn't a chump when I was in the world. I ain't going to be a chump now. It's do or die. We're going to ride or die with this. And that's the way you're going to have to look at it, and that's what you're going to have to do.
Amen.
Ain't no turning back now. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not going to hell.
Amen.
I am not going to hell. We're saved by faith. And we got to believe it all the way to the end.
Yes.
And we got to believe the Lord has forgiven us for our sins. So we're going to keep looking to the hills from which cometh our help. Now, before I pray, I want to say, when I got into this thing, this whole thing has been strange to me. Matter of fact, I put it into my word. Let's pray. Everybody, let's pray. Bow your heads. God, we thank you, first of all. You're so good. You are worthy to be praised. The God who made the heavens and the earth. We talk about you. You are the Lord, our Lord, King, and King. You are God. You're the God that made the universe, the stars, and the other worlds. And you gave us a life in this world. We belong to you. And we thank you. Now, God, open our eyes. Let us hear the word. Give us the word to go back for this week. And we appreciate it if you do. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now, my text is, God is good all the time. God is good. Now, I can relate to that, because when I came on this journey, I never thought I would ever be on, because I didn't believe in God. So me not believing in God, I was an atheist. Ooh. I really was, though. They used to ask me when I went to the doctor, you know how they ask you what religion you are? I would cuss them out and go off. What are you talking about religion? Y'all know that I had my word wasn't like that. You get out of my face with that stuff. You trying to hear that, I don't believe that. But God waited on me. First, he allowed me to go to the penitentiary. And when I got to the penitentiary, I guess that was his way of saying, I'm going to sit you down. I didn't even know that that was going to be for my good. So I went to Green Bay, Walpole, Fox Lake, and all those places, Catamaran and places up north. I was facing 40 years. I got 7. I got 3 in and 4 out. As soon as I got out, I had another 40 to do on paper. All of a sudden, when I got out, because I didn't go to church up there in the city, they should come up. Hey, man, come on. Come on out to the cell and go to church. Come on. That's how they got out of the cell, by going to church. They ain't going to hear that, man. I went one time and I came back to the city and said, come on, Jim, I said, ain't going on with all that. But man, they taught me, I don't believe in all that, man. So I stayed in my cell and I went to church. God was so good to me. He had to have me locked up. Sometimes you need to be locked up if you're just doing stuff constantly. Now, I know what some of us say and the other people say, oh, them people. They always say them people. Them boys is just, they just out there, they just I don't understand them. They're always in trouble. We don't want them in our neighborhood. But let me tell you something. It's the key to that. They set this thing up for our boys to be what they're doing, because they don't give them nothing in the first place. They had this set up from the beginning for the black folks to always be down. Oh, y'all hear me?
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Them boys don't know nothing but the hustle. Got to eat. And some of them can't get no job because they're felons.
Yeah.
I got one because God put me in there anyway, even though I was a felon in the public school. When they hired me, it was a Latino guy. And he called me back and he said, once they hired me, well, they found out that you have a felony, we can't hire you. I said, if you don't, I'm going to sue you. Ask me why. NPS don't have a policy.
Yes. Oh, wow.
They can hire felons. There's no policy saying they can't. And they hire me. So we know that part of what they're doing for our kids, and we see what they do with the redlining. They live in the best of the places. The kids go to the best of schools. Listen, y'all. This was set up from the beginning. So, listen. Y'all quit kicking our boys because some of them need to be locked up and some of them don't.
Right.
So, we all want to live in a nice place. Right? Okay? So I got out of prison. The Lord began to pull me. I was smoking cocaine, smoking weed, they call it whatever now, I don't care, Buddha, whatever. In life. So here I am, popping pills for cheap thrill. But all of a sudden, something began to change. I'm really going to risk your madness, how good God is.
Yeah.
Something began to change. I was trying to get high. I couldn't get high no more. Now, you know if you're smoking cocaine, you're supposed to be high, right? I couldn't even get high. I smoke weed every day. I couldn't even get high. I'm smoking weed. I said, what is going on? Couldn't get drunk drinking. I said, oh, something wrong. Something wrong with me. So, I checked in the drug program, Sanity Hospital, where I was born at. If y'all know, that's where they got things like a halfway house now. Men to keep it down and they get out. They 2 weeks. When I first got in there, I was going to meet whoever he was over the facility. And he told me like this. He said, oh, you think you're the new sheriff in town? I said, yeah. He said, I'm going to leave this room. When I come back, you better have your mind made up. You're going to stay or you're going to go. And if you go, you get your things together so you can go. When he left, I got down on my knees. I said, if you be God, help me. I'm tired of being tired. I'm tired of doing drugs. I don't know what's going on with me, but if you be God, you bless me. Stay at this program and come through. Brother came back in and said, what you going to do? I said, I'm staying. So within those 2 weeks, I learned things about how black people do drugs and different things. And got to the last, they call it the last step. And that's when you go confess everything to the priest. Went to the priest, I confessed everything to him. So I got out. Remember, I ain't saved yet. There's no church. I got out. But all of a sudden, when I got out, I wasn't drinking, I wasn't doing drugs. And I thought I was the man that got my curl, that curl for the girls. I thought I was a player. Messing up all my shirts with that activator. I thought this night, I know I was, but I used to get a mirror and go like this. You know, before that I had a process. I thought I was the man, y'all. Wasn't even a bag of chips. So, I was keeping money in my pocket, and I said, I got money in my pocket, I was just depressed. And I promise you, my man told me, you go up to 32nd, Brown, the trains come through. I grew up in that area, trains are, He said, you're so depressed, you might as well just jump off that bridge. And I said, if you ain't ever dealt with depression, you keep living. Got another one. And I said, you know what? I'm in this. I can't do this. This is just, I've never been like that in my life. I was so depressed, I didn't even want to live. And my friend called me after all this stuff going on in my mind and said, hey, come with me on what my fear is saying. I said, help me lay some carpet. I said, I got some money. Ain't worried about that. Because I did. And money, cook, buying clothes and doing all that. So I went. A lot of you heard the story. I was sitting there. We took up the car. And my friend went down to the store to get some sodas. She was frying us some fish. Letting us know she appreciated it. So she came out the kitchen. And I was sitting down, I had my head down. She said, hey, how you doing? She said, are you all right? I said, no, I ain't all right. I'm depressed. I never felt like this in my life. She looked at me, she said, can I pray for you? Yeah, I guess, yeah, you can. So I stood up. When she started speaking in tongues, I started backing back out. What's she doing? I was like, she's like, don't be scared. I was like, okay, okay. That woman started praying. She stopped. She said, God is calling you. I said to her, what do you want with me? She said, you got a calling on your life. Okay, listen, I'm with you. She's talking this man, John. Almost foreign to me. And she said, last words. She prayed. She said, seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. I went home, had three kids, doing my thing, and all of a sudden, every day that thing stuck in my spirit. So I remember I was invited to a church. So I called a guy to pick me up, and the woman I was living with said, you going to church? I had taught her how to do everything I did, smoke, coke, weed, everything. She said, I just don't believe you. And that's when I started growing. That's when I found out who God really is. Because when he saved me, he took away that depression. He took away every drug that I ever had. I didn't have urge. Still don't have it. But the best thing about this, I still feel brand new. Come on, give God some praise. I still feel brand new. Hallelujah. You're going to the Word. But I was looking over there. My wife. I ain't got no other women. I got one. It's my wife.
Amen.
She has been coming. She's my best friend. We went through some things too. We ain't been married for 37 years and never went through nothing. You're going to go through something. You're going to find out if that's the one or not. Some of them you're picking is not the one, but then when you get the right one, you're going to know. You're still going to go through something because you're struggling to become one.
Yes.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
So I looked over at her, she look good, she always sharp.
Check you out.
And I said, you know, I can't talk to that slick talk to her, because that's mine.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? See, the same question, I just mad at the women. I should tell them women, girl, you can't even cross the street, the sun can't with you.
Oh.
But the sun's already with me.
Hello.
Amen. Come on, y'all. I appreciate it. I'm encouraging you to nothing to do. Y'all don't know when I be out. I be breaking home. I got to get back. Camille ain't got a lot. Lord, I thank you for letting me go back home. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to get back in the house. But when I'm glad that I ain't go back, y'all keep in my mind, y'all, whatever happened, my life is.
Yes.
We never know what's going to happen, but we know we're going to be with the Lord.
Amen.
All right, my message, God is good all the time. God is good. Psalms 34, 8 and 9. Read that for me. Put that up there, Danielle.
Okay, hold
on. Psalms 34, 8 and 9.
All right.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Give us some praise. We trust you. Trust you to give us some praise. Lord, we trust you. We trust you, Lord. I trust in your money. I trust in your land. I trust is in the Lord. Oh, fear the Lord ye his saints. For there is no one to them that fear you. One of the simplest statements in the Christian faith is also one of the deepest. God is good. Not sometimes. Not when things don't go your way. Not when we understand Him. God is good all the time. The trust is not a slogan. It is a foundation. If we lose confidence in God's goodness, our faith becomes fragile. Here we go. I need to go. Can I deal with this failure? Okay. Come on now.
Take your time.
Mm-hmm. God is good. All the time. Now, when we deal with this faith, as we deal with it, everything that we deal with is by faith. Okay? You have to believe to receive by faith.
That's it.
Hello, I got my notes. Lucy the devil. Jimmy trying to steal my notes. It ain't gonna work. Danielle taught me. Danielle told me how to go in there, put that word in there.
Search.
Right. Okay, Danielle, I need you to search this for me.
It's okay if you try.
That's it. All right. Hallelujah. You got to show me some more of that.
I am.
Faith. Corresponding means action. Foundation of faith is believing it in my heart and saying it with my mouth. So your mouth gets whatever you want by speaking.
Right.
But you got to believe it by faith.
Right.
Can't see it. Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. The curse is threefold spiritual. Death, sickness, and poverty. So, He's letting us know that we're going to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So we got to start looking at it. Listen, ain't no kick the same. Because, you know, some of the saints, they doing some of everything, get rich scheme and all that. Ain't for all that.
The saints?
Some of them did. Through His death, we became rich.
Yes.
The soul is the intellectual part of you. The law of faith. There are two covenants. The first covenant is between God and Abraham. The second one is between God and His covenant.
Amen.
So we find ourselves as we deal with faith. Okay, hello. I got it this time.
Okay.
Hebrews 11:1, which famously states, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Defined in faith. As the assurance or title deed. Assurance or title deed. Of what we hope for. The conviction of unseen reality. This verse central to understanding Christian faith highlights that faith is a wishful. Thinking but confident. Expectation of proof. God's movement. Believers to act on His word. Even without physical sight. So when you pray for something, you got to believe by faith. You can't see it. But you pray, Lord, Sister Michael, fix my refrigerator. But you got to believe it. In some kind of way, you're going to do it.
Yes.
Faith provides a reality guarantee of title deed.
Yes.
Come on, brother. Title deed. Okay? You got the title. You got the title. I just want to know why your name ain't on the deed. Who holds the deed?
The Lord.
The Lord holds the deed.
Yes, he does.
For us. Amen. So we bought with a price.
Yes, we are.
I'm so glad I got that title. I got that deed. Come on, you guys. Some praise. Hallelujah. Because my name wasn't on the deed, it wasn't time. Blessed and promises from God making them feel present. Faith gives conviction and proof for spiritual reality that are perceptible to our physical sense. Ground of belief is God's word rather than sight. So we don't really see nothing, even when we're going. But we know we're going by faith.
Yes, yes.
I can't see him, but I know we are connected to heaven.
Yes.
So we're on our way to heaven. What that mean? That means by faith,
yes,
we go.
Yes.
By faith, we're in the kingdom now, not later.
Right.
Now.
Now.
Say, Lord, we're in the kingdom.
Lord, we're in the kingdom.
Now.
Now.
By faith.
By faith.
In God's praise. Hallelujah. Yeah. We're in the biggest kingdom there will ever be.
Amen.
Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Now, faith is assurance, title, deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed. You know, commercials come up, guaranteed. This is guaranteed here.
Yes.
This ain't no chapter this. This ain't no myth. This is for real. Amen.
Amen.
And the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as facts what cannot be experienced by the physical sense.
Amen.
We got to believe.
Yes.
Do anybody in here believe that the kid is going to be saved?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, where are you acting on?
Faith.
Faith. We can't see it now.
Nope.
Some of us might be going to be with the Lord when they grow up, but we can't see it now. But by faith, our kids will be saved.
Yes.
I got a daughter. Good. Actually, a bunch of daughters. I got to add Michelle Davis in there too.
Wow.
Don't get jealous. But man, you in there too. I just picked it up. But man, you in there too because y'all are my daughters. Y'all do know that.
Do you or someone you know is in a domestic violence relationship? If so, please visit the Community Advocates Milwaukee Women's Center Division to enroll in the Nevermore Batters Prevention and Intervention Program. Community Advocates Milwaukee Women's Center aim to end and prevent intimate partner violence by addressing the motivation and behaviors of partners who are physically, sexually, and/or emotionally abusive with their partners and/or children. Nevermore provides services to men, women, and children through their classes and groups at no cost to the community. For more information on how to help with eliminating abusive behavior, please contact either Ms. Dorothy Howard at 414-349-8824 or Ms. Angie at 1708-368-0294.
Y'all, my son, y'all know that.
Amen.
This white daughter, she's the oldest one. She'd be 50 years old this year. Don't I look good by 50 years old?
Yeah.
Oh. Ain't conceited, y'all might as well just give it up.
Oh.
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 Oh. Take some care. This one daughter, when she was growing up, she used to say, I don't like the cold, Dad. I don't like she couldn't stand the cold. Now, remember, she's the oldest. That girl started traveling. She was going everywhere. LA. She was going to Florida.
California.
That girl was traveling. And guess what? When she was traveling, we was praying. But I did not know she actually was saved. So when she got to where she's going, the Lord let me know, she's saved. I got her covered. So she's been out there for years. So now she called me. She called me and said, "Mama, God is good. I'm having faith." She said, "Ah, those are good." She, now this and that. She gets to talk about the Lord and how she in church. And she go up there and she help the pastor. And she ushered into all that. This girl showed up and said, "I said, look at this now."
Yeah.
She is best dear now, but what she said, Brenda, what she said?
She highly favored in the Lord. She said, "Even my bad days."
All right.
She got it.
You do have it.
Amen. Junior got it.
Amen.
I got one more. She got it, but she needs to drop some things.
All right, now.
I got another one. Three of them. I'm waiting on God to bring them in by faith.
Amen.
By faith.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So you have to believe what you believe by what?
Faith.
You can't see it, but what?
Believe it. By faith.
That's your blessing. Amen. God is our refuge and strength.
Walking in
the very present help. In trouble. Y'all know you don't say in a time of trouble. Y'all catch that? God is our refuge and strength and very present help. In trouble. Not when time of trouble. Every time we get in trouble, God is there.
Amen.
He's going to bring us out.
Yes.
Sometimes we think because he ain't came back away and we're going through it. That don't mean nothing. Because he got a time that he's going to deal with you and bring you out. You got to look out for the lessons that you're going to learn.
Amen.
There's lessons in waiting.
Amen.
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 You got to wait.
That's it.
When God blessed me with my wife, I had already been through two of them. It's a funny thing, they both kicked me out. It's a funny thing. And y'all know what I said? I said, "I'm going to get my own house. Ain't nobody kicking me out, especially the winter. You know, they got that bad stuff. They get you in the winter. Get out! Let's go out there! Get your thing together. I said, let's go out there! You get out of here, all right?" And I said to myself, "I'm going to get my own thing. Ain't nobody going to kick me out." I was telling my wife, it's a funny thing, because they both tried to come back, and I said, "You throw me out of the car. You tell me, you know what you say. You think, no, you can't come back." I mean, you know, when you're married, you do certain things, right? So they used to call me and say, "You know, come on, I need to see you." And the Lord told me at the street time, he said, "Stop." So don't speak with her no more. So she called me. I said, "No, matter of fact, don't call me no more. We done." Because I heard the voice of the Lord tell me, "Stop." But then the second one is when he kicked me out too. And tried to come back. I'm gonna hit the room. So when she kicked me out, I went for the public school and she had got her job as a social worker assistant. So she came to my school, talking, and she said to me, "I heard you was getting married again." I said, "Yeah." She said, "We didn't get married again." I said, "Get up. Get out.
Get out.
Get up." I said, I walked to the door, and she said, "Why you had to crank? Jack had to crank." I said, "Goodbye." "You ain't coming back to me after you dog me out like that." That's the Lord tell.
Amen.
He did not tell.
He told you to tell
me
to get out.
All right.
So y'all got to remember, things are happening for our good.
Amen.
It looked bad, but it's really good. He got that devil.
Yes, Lord.
I got it away from her.
Okay.
"Therefore, not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea." Let me go back and come over and understand. All right. Let me see what we left off. Something I learned. You told me something. When we are rooted in his goodness, we stand through anything. Come hell or high water. Come divorce. But listen, and then they'll take your name and they go out there on highways and byways and people look at you funny. You don't even know. You don't deal with them. You don't know what happened. People gonna put your name on the highway. Get ready to stand still. Don't defend.
Because
the same people that said something to me, I don't know where they are now.
Exactly.
They ain't even in the gospel anymore.
Exactly.
When we are rooted in his goodness, we stand through anything. God's goodness, his nature. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. For he is good, for his mercy to do it forever. God does not do good occasionally. He is good always.
Amen.
Even in your bad time, he's setting you up for a blessing.
Yes.
You just don't see it, but you just hold on. God is not something God turns on and off. Get your
You better know it.
When you say it, you say it.
Amen.
When you mess up, you mess up.
Repent.
He is, his goodness existed before creation.
Right.
His goodness was revealed through covenant. His goodness was fully displayed in Jesus Christ. Even when the circumstances change, God's nature never changed.
Amen.
He's God now, before, and evermore.
Amen.
God's goodness can be experienced in a messed up world.
Yes.
We see the world. But he said, oh, taste and see
that the Lord
is good.
Amen.
The psalmist doesn't say study and see. He said taste. God is not just theology. He is just good. You're experiencing God's goodness when he provides, when you didn't know how. He protects you,
yes.
but you never saw it coming.
Amen.
Have you ever been driving? You know where you're going, but all of a sudden, he said, go another way?
Yes.
He probably stopped you from getting killed right there.
Amen.
He comforts you in grief.
Yes. Yes.
Here
I am.
Grief.
Here I am. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Let me tell you how he comes.
Hallelujah.
One of my brothers, it was six boys and one girl. One of my brothers, his name was Too Sweet. Larry Coleman, he was Too Sweet.
Really?
That man, and one thing about him, respected, even though he was married, he didn't hide nothing. Nothing. I used to get mad at him because he'd be out there and he'd come home, his wife had his clothes, he said, I'm going to get fixed with some clothes. And she ironed his clothes, runs a bad one. I said, what's wrong with you? And she was pretty too, but it was Rose. I said, now come on, man, don't do Rose like that. He said, you don't know what you're talking about. She know. Matter of fact, Mama told me to marry her. I didn't love her. I said, oh my God.
All right now.
Mama. You got that kid coming. You need to marry the kid has a name. He said, Jeffrey, that's why I married her. I ain't never loved her.
Okay.
I said, that why you don't have nothing? He said, I have nothing. I go and I come. I might stay 3 or 4 days. When I come home, that what got me, she would always have his food ready, his clothes lined, wow, and bad water. She better be glad. And that wasn't me. You gotta try to regulate it, some blood. If I'm gonna beat you, you're going no more. You ain't going no more. You going somewhere, but you ain't going over the room no more. I'm gonna fix you real good. I know you're glad. Boy, if it was bad, I wasn't with his wife. So, my mother turned around and said to me, she was pregnant for my first child. Mama said, Jeff, you got to marry her. I said, no, I ain't. No, I ain't. And I didn't. We married years later, like I say. He forgives you when you fall.
Yes, he does.
Now, y'all answer and tell me this. Why do people think when people be married 2 or 3 times in the church, like they going to hell? Don't you know that's what Jesus came for? Y'all mean to tell me Jesus ain't big enough for your 2 marriages or your marriage? Come on, y'all, give me a break. He said, I come that you may have life, you may have more abundance. He didn't come to keep you tied up and bound. He come to set you free. So he forgive you for everything but blasphemy. And some people don't know what blasphemy means. Blasphemy means you don't believe. He forgives you when you fall. If you live long enough with God, you have a testimony that proved God has been good to you. You know, I was growing up, there was a commercial, and that commercial, the little boy had this box, good and plenty, good and plenty. Shake that box. The Lord is good. He said, and plenty.
Amen.
God is good even when his life is not.
Hallelujah.
We got to go through some things. God is preparing us for something. And even though it looked bleak, now I was back to my brother. He moved out to Atlanta. Never. He was out there with some women. He used to call me drunk and said, "Jeffrey, I'm coming down here to get in church with you." I said, "Okay, come on, man." He never made it back. He died. He had a stroke. Messing with that stuff. And guess what they buried?
Yeah.
So, but we talking about grief a minute ago. So when I buried him, I didn't even cry nothing. Went on. But when I came to grieving, is when me and my wife went down to St. Louis. I had to get away. That's when I cried down there. But my other brother Rodney, I didn't cry because he was saved. Y'all remember back there with the wheelchair? He got saved on the Christmas day. He shot me. My sister Dorothy got saved. Do y'all know I had buried my mother, my father, everybody in my family. I done buried. And I even told God, I ain't buried no more of these people. They ain't Christmas people. Got my own family. People ain't prepared. They ain't gonna be living. And my daughter Felicia, unless she prophesied on me, yeah, God put you in to bury your family. I said, the devil is alive. And I told you that, hey, what? You got another brother in a nursing home. It ain't looking too good for him. I go, Lord, let him live. But Jeff, I preach this fruit. I ain't preaching no more fruit like I said. No, what you gonna do? You gonna preach to the living. Because I ain't getting nothing no more.
I ain't burying nobody.
Oh, you got to bury somebody. You got to help me out. I'm burying everybody no good.
It's just something.
I know.
Honor thy mother and father.
You know what?
Yeah, don't fight the father. Just get with it. And we know all things work together for the good to those who love God. Do you love God? Give us a praise. All things will work together for our good. Thank that man say every blessing. Teach me. I receive. This verse did not say all things are good. It said good works all things for good. God works all things for the good. Pain.
Yes.
Loss,
yes.
Delay,
yes,
betrayal, anybody ever been betrayed by somebody?
Amen.
When I went to the penitentiary, I was married. I wish I married you. Nope, I wasn't. But my best friend, he in a sleep, my girl. So when I got out, then he went out to drink. And he told me, I looked at him like he was crazy. He had betrayed me. Y'all think that didn't hurt?
Yes, I know the feeling.
That hurt me. Pain, loss, delay, betrayed.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt betrayed.
All right,
and guess what? He never was my friend again.
Okay.
I love y'all. I forgave him. But I feel sorry for you when you're taking these people back and they're betraying you. You almost set yourself up.
All right.
True that.
Amen.
Amen.
And disappointment do not cancel God's goodness. They become the tools He used to shape us, strengthen us, and mature us. See, when you hear mature, when people say, God ain't going to keep forgiving you for that. Yes, He is. But what you're dealing with, whatever it is, God's trying to get you to get over it.
Amen.
So when they said, mature,
you're
talking about learning how to get over your situations in the gospel.
Yeah.
Amen.
God is good in the storm.
Yeah.
God is good in the time of waiting.
Yeah.
God is good in the sight. Sometimes it's God's sight.
Yeah.
He ain't speaking to you because you know His voice is low.
Yeah.
He don't speak to you.
Amen.
Sometimes He's silent. Don't get nervous when He gets silent.
Amen.
Don't lose faith.
Okay.
Just wait.
Wait on the Lord.
Wait. So lately, I find myself, I hear that small, still voice. I could be talking to you like I could tell the lights were changed. And all of a sudden in this conversation, something dropped in the spirit. Something she'd been saying to us or whoever. And I could hear this is playing, drop in there. You said, work with this. Drop in there. Works in this. Every time I go to the courts, now y'all know we can go to the courts for heaven. It's in the Bible.
Amen.
You could start with our Father and praise Him for being our Father.
Yeah.
And then His forgiveness too.
Yeah.
Then you go to a friend.
Yeah.
Who's a friend? Jesus. Yeah. Call us friend. Yeah. Right? Then you praise Him. Then you go to the court. The judge is God.
Yeah.
By faith, you're in there, in His court. Y'all know the court going on now. Y'all do know that, right?
Yeah.
He's doing the judge right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you go into His court, I never find my prayers come answered so quickly.
Hallelujah.
They were trying to mess us up with the house because we was giving it back. Uh-huh. It's called deed in lieu.
Uh-huh.
They made us think we was getting it, then they turned us down.
Okay.
Then they put us in foreclosure.
Okay.
But I went to the courts.
Hallelujah.
Letters coming from lawyers.
Hallelujah.
But we see that you're foreclosure, you and Brenda, mm-hmm. and we want you to know we represent you. Letters was coming in, Brenda.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. They were calling up. Yeah. When I came from the courts, things began to change. I looked up. We met a man that works for the company. Was it a restaurant? I don't know how I got it. But I got it.
Okay.
And I told him what was going on. I raced through it. He said, let me look at this. He looked at it. He started sending stuff to them and have us send stuff to him. He was sent it to them. He kept, he told me what he said. We're going to put this thing to bed.
All
right. I said, wow, okay. And all of a sudden, he sent us a letter. Congratulations. We accept your house for deed and lieu.
Right.
I said, look at
that,
brother.
Look at that.
I know it was the court. I knew it. Then what really messed me up is when they said, they're going to send you a check. A check! I thought y'all needed it. That check. I'm looking for that check every day. I said, move it, slow it, for that check on the way. Guaranteed. God is good in science. His goodness is not proven by ease. It is revealed through endurance. You've got to have endurance. You've got to go through. You've got to stand still. If you fall, get back up. Keep getting up because you're going to mature. You're going to defeat that guy.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about y'all, but listen, much I like to say, He delivered me.
Hallelujah.
I know He did.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
so you can't have every woman. I said, God help me, because I got trouble here. You keep saying they don't tell you in church how to help, how to keep yourself. No, they don't.
Right.
And when you mess up, they messed up again. I don't know about y'all, I stayed in the altar. I messed up so much every Sunday on the altar. Here, look at it. Dyson, Prophet Dyson told me when he first met me, I was working downtown, second job, and he said, do you play in church? I said, sometimes. He said, you sometimes, baby? He said, I'm going to challenge you. He said, start paying your tithe. Watch what's going to happen. I started paying my tithes. God started delivering me from sex. I ain't doing this no more. But it took time. I had to mature. Now I'm mature. I started to preach next day. Let me run. Because we got communion. The cross is the ultimate proof of God's goodness. Every good and perfect gift is from above. James 1:17. If you ever doubt God's goodness, look at the cross.
Amen.
Look at the cross. Mercy met justice. Love defeated sin. Hope overcame death. Jesus, God's goodness made visible. The cross declares forever. God is good. He is for us. God is good when prayers are answered and when they are delayed. God is good when doors open and when doors close. Sometimes the door He don't want you to go through, except to keep moving. God is good in abundance and in lack. So today we declare with faith, not feeling, God is good in my life. God is good in my family. God is good in my future.
Yes.
God is good all the time, and God is good. His goodness is not seasonal, not dependent on circumstances, not limited to by what we see. Even in trial, his material remains the same. Faithful, kind, and merciful, and true. And I'm through. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good in his mercy, and do it forever.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.